From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. For the small community of Christians in Syria, there are few holier sites than the convent of Sednaya. The Greek Orthodox Abbey has been in continuous use since it was built in the 6th century. These days, it attracts tens of thousands of pilgrims each year, drawn by an icon renowned for its miracles. Kate Seeley visited Sednaya and filed this report.
Inside the church at Sednaya, a baptism takes place. Priests chant as a newborn is gently dipped into a basin of water. The convent was built at the time of the Byzantine Empire, which stretched from modern-day Italy to Syria. Legend has it that the Emperor Justinian was on a hunting trip when he cornered a stag on a rocky hilltop. Just as he was about to draw his bow, the stag transformed into the Virgin Mary. She commanded Justinian to build a convent on the site. More than 1,400 years later, Syrian Christians flock to the convent some 20 miles north of Damascus for weddings and funerals. But Sednaya's main attraction is an ancient icon of the Virgin. Head nun Christina Baz says the icon, painted by St. Luke, is world famous for its reputed healing powers. To this day, you can see oil dripping from the icon, says Sister Christina. We see many miracles here, she adds. On August 6, says the nun, two Americans came to this monastery. They were blind. They spent a night next to the icon, and when they awoke, they could see. A nun prays inside a small chapel, glowing from the light of hundreds of candles. The icon hangs here, hidden behind silk ribbons, scribbled petitions, and golden mementos left by pilgrims. Visitors kiss the walls. Many kneel and pray. Sister Rosanna hands out cotton balls and strings dipped in what she calls holy oil. If a woman cannot bear children, she must put this string around her waist, says Sister Rosanna. If she has faith in the Virgin Mary, God will grant her a child. Rosanna says one woman, who'd been infertile for years, ate a cotton ball dipped in oil. 9 months later, says Rosanna, the woman gave birth to a boy clutching a small wad of cotton. Outside the chapel, visitor Sada Karaman clutches the hand of her 3-year-old son Mehdi. A Muslim, Karaman says she was unable to conceive for 14 years until she came to pray beside the Virgin Mary icon. It's written on the Quran that she's one of the saints, says Karaman. She adds that she often returns to Sednaya to give thanks for her only child. Sister Christina says many Muslims come to pray at Sednaya, especially those seeking babies. This is one of the few places, adds Christina, where Christians and Muslims worship side by side. We feel that there is no other place in the world like Sednaya, she says, where there is such peace and harmony between the two faiths. California native Terry Shaguri says she visits from her home in Damascus as often as she can. Sednaya, she adds, is a rare experience.
People want to see things like this in a world that is so troubled, that there's a place where you can feel peaceful, and hopefully the prayers will be answered.
And many here swear they have been. For NPR News, I'm Kate Seeley.